You're listening to the Place Press podcast with a special series on city identities, an exhibition about the visual identities of cities at Ground Floor Space in London. Ahmad Humaid is the CEO and founder of Syntax, a design agency based in Jordan's capital city, Amman. He calls himself quite typical because he, like so many other Amanis, comes from somewhere else. His mother's German, his father is a Palestinian Jordanian. He spent much of his childhood in Germany and then moved to Amman as a young boy. Amman is a city built on waves of immigration of people escaping regional conflict from Palestine, from Iraq, and recently from Syria. In the last century, it's grown from a city of a few thousand to 4 million. Because of this very specific makeup of its population, for a long time, people didn't forge an emotional connection to the city. It felt temporary, a placeholder until they could eventually return home. And even if they didn't return home, their hearts were still with their place of origin. But recently, there's been a shift. A young generation of people who were born and raised in Amman have grown up, and with that, a new sense of optimism and pride. Amman felt ripe for a new city identity, and that's where Ahmad and Syntax come in. The design agency won an international competition to rebrand the city in a way that symbolizes its new urban identity. In 2009, Syntax launched a new city logo and a new bilingual bespoke typeface. While the rebranding of Amman focuses on the future, Ahmad and his design team also considered the city's history. Here's Ahmad summing up more than 100 years of history in a remarkable 3 minutes.
The contemporary Amman as a capital of a country only has come into existence in the last 120, 130 years. Inhabitants in 1850 maybe was zero. Only in the late 1800s there was some resettlement of actually non-Arab immigrants, which are the Circassians, who lost their homeland, and were resettled by the Ottoman Empire in the city. And this is how the contemporary Amman started. So it started with as a Circassian village in the late 1800s, and then in the 20th century, of course, with all the waves of immigration due to regional conflicts in this region, it started growing and growing and growing. And today we are talking about a city of 4 million people, okay? So in a way, it can be likened in some way or another to American cities, you know, which grew through immigration. Although, of course, I mean, you know, what's happening in the region is forced immigration. And now the latest wave of, you know, of population increase, of course, through the Syrian refugees. It's a very fast growing city in a region that's full of conflict. In that sense, also, it's a diverse city. So, you know, it mixes. Of course, mostly, you know, Arabs from an ethnic point of view, but also Kurds and Circassians and Armenians and so on. And even within the Arab population, you know, there's the Palestinians, there's Syrians, there's Iraqis, there's people who came from the Gulf and so on. So it has quite a diverse DNA, let's say.
So while previous generations of Amanis may have viewed the city as an impermanent residence, young people started feeling a renewed sense of pride.
But now a generation of Amanis has grown up, okay, that just realizes that this is a final destination, you know, and there's cultural accumulation, there's commercial accumulation, there's creative accumulation, there's social capital in this city, mm-hmm. okay, and there's size and there's markets, okay, so, and this is kind of, you see it in the urban development that, you know, in the last 20, 30 years, there has been a return to the old neighborhoods that were built in the 1920s, 1930s, and 1940s, which in the 1980s, for example, were being abandoned, and even some of the really nice old houses that we had were being demolished, you know, without any thought. Now people recognize the value of that heritage of the early 20th century, and, you know, the young generation is flocking back to those areas and, you know, opening cafes and restaurants, and there's cultural centers and art centers in some of those old neighborhoods, which are quite something, you know, quite remarkable, you know. There's a vibrant urban culture, and that's people who just, you know, identify themselves as Amani. Okay, this is what's happening. And when we did the identity in 2008, and we worked with a progressive mayor who was in power at the time. The idea was that, you know, it's really time to kind of have a refreshed identity that kind of resonates also with the younger population. So, yeah. By the way, the city is, I mean, and Jordan is a quite young country. The population pyramid, it's dominated by people under 18 and under 25 and so on.
From the beginning, Syntax involved Amani citizens in nearly every aspect of the design process, but especially during the research phase, where they interviewed hundreds of people, young people, old people, activists, politicians, poets, novelists, historians, architects, and sociologists. And when the time came to actually decide on the logo, the public had the final say. Syntax hosted an exhibition where people could vote on their favorite design. The logo that was being replaced used imagery of the city's ancient Roman amphitheater. The new logo that people voted for is based on the myth of Amman's original Seven Hills. Today, it can be seen on buses, flags, street furniture, official city buildings, and publications.
And in the end, the winning logo that you see, when kind of you have the Amman of today, you know, like the hills, okay, yeah. That has a geographical feature, but dotted by houses, you know, so that's the symbolism of it. And but you have also the bird that's flying in the sky. You see this all the time, and the pigeons in the city. So it's like a mini shot of contemporary Amman for that generation, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, with that came also a modern typeface. That's very unique also to the identity. Dubai last year made a huge hoopla by having a city font. Okay, you know, we kind of, I mean, okay, it's good. For them, let them celebrate, and they are really good at PR.
Yes,
but we kind of shot back a little bit, okay, as much as we can, saying, listen, okay, it's good that you have your font, but really, I mean, the Amman had a font already in 2008, 2009, a professionally designed bilingual Arabic English or Latin and Arabic font. And that, by the way, you can see on street signs, on the municipality's advertising. You can see it used also by people for their own shops and so on. So it's quite a remarkable little story.
The public participation aspect is what makes this branding exercise different from just about any other. You wouldn't have a brand of soft drink or a tech company invite people to vote on the new logo. But when it's a city, it somehow feels almost irresponsible to not somehow include the public.
Looking back, did people choose the best logo? In my opinion, I don't know. Maybe they didn't. I'm sure. But this public participation aspect was an important one to us.
Yeah.
It's an important part of the story. I mean, beyond the 1,000 people, I mean, the municipality really published news ads in all the newspapers for people to come to this exhibition and so on. And then beyond even the exhibition, we sent researchers out on the street to actually get votes just from the street. So at least, we opened the door for anybody who's interested in such issues to come and have an opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that was important. And in the end, I was happy with the choice, okay? Because, it is such a big shift, from showing an old monument which has no relation to our contemporary kind of cultural social life to something which is more, vibrant and has more to do with the city as we see it today.
It's been nearly a decade since Syntax first launched the Amman rebrand. And ultimately, what it did is change the conversation. Instead of looking backwards at the city's long history, it looks ahead to the undefinable future.
Okay, so we wanted to tell people, let's forget a little bit about the 10,000 and 5,000 and 3,000 year old history of Amman. Can we please now start talking about, our existence together as a community in the city on those hills that we built together? So that was, for me, this is the message of, of the logo.
Ahmad also says that they didn't write the words Amman in a big monumental way on the logo. The white letters blend into the illustrated mountains above and fade out below. According to Ahmad, it gives it an unfinished quality, which for a city like Amman, one that's changed so much in the last century, this unfinished treatment feels right somehow. Special thanks to Samantha Edwards, who helped with editorial direction, Fina Charleston for editing this, and to Ahmad and Bashir of Syntax Design. Thank you for speaking with us. Our music is by Giacomo Trevelli of Lost Machines. This was City Identities, a podcast series by Place Press. You can find Place Press on Twitter and Instagram at placepress_ and placepress.com.